According to Abhishek Banerjee, the TMC is the dominant force in West Bengal and its candidates are the true leaders of the India bloc in the state's political hierarchy. Delivered with conviction, his statements underscore the significance of TMC's position inside the complex fabric of Indian politics. As he describes his early morning visit to Rahul Gandhi's residence, Banerjee's passionate appeal for coalition with the Congress reverberates with a feeling of urgency, demonstrating his steadfast commitment to promoting political harmony. However, beneath all of this enthusiasm for cooperation is a story of disappointment, as Banerjee laments what she sees as the Congress camp's seeming lack of reciprocity. "Our attempts to reach out to the Congress leadership were treated with indifference," Banerjee regrets, "despite the fact that we braved the early morning chill to extend the olive branch." The story tells of political intrigue interspersed with ideological clashes and the unrelenting quest for electoral supremacy. The discourse enters a contemplative mode as Banerjee reflects on the drawn-out negotiations and their eventual collapse, attributing the deadlock to the state Congress's belligerent posture. He sums up the grim comedy of political division by saying, "We offered the olive branch, but they brandished swords," in response to calls for unification. Throughout his address, Banerjee paints a vivid image of political intrigue in which alliances are forged and shattered at the speed of the wind. His speech has the cadence of a seasoned orator, and like the intricate dance of politics itself, it conveys an intriguing yet confusing tale.